up on Arena.
Wait. All right, cool. We're so back, folks. We're here for Arena live in Times Square, New York City, with Adam Sandler and someone else. That was my Saturday Night Live impression. But we're back with this show, Chaos Theory, episode 22. Didn't have to look at my notes. But before we get into it, I have a little bit of a recap because, oh boy, it's been a week. It's also been like an hour and a half since we started this. So let's get a little refresher going. Okay? Cool. Last session, our party came together and decided to do some investigating at the Fair Passing Festival, which had just begun. It was the first day. They were asked to be on scene for additional security just in case anything happened. Lo and behold, they all decided to do their own shit while they were there. Two of them signed up for the tournament that was just about to start tomorrow. They found out that a number of the contestants had not so mysteriously been evicted from the contest due to their actions the days before. Then, Evie got a part-time job working at the Coliseum, got a bunch of gossip.
Not a real second job.
A real second job, Mom. You filled out the 401k, that's all I'm saying. You've got W-2s coming in the mail. It's your third job of the campaign. But you did get a little bit of information there that some sort of announcement was to be held later on in the evening. Fitz went on his own search for possible ne'er-do-wells, gamblers, bookies, if you will, to try and get some information there. Set up a little bit of a rendezvous later on tonight with Patina Pete. Not to be confused with Shiny Bill. They're two different people. Never confuse that. Now, the group did delve into the locker rooms, had found signs of someone tampering with some stuff in there. And upon investigating the actual underside of the Coliseum, realized that the abjuration ward that prevents people from actually dying in the arena had been fucked with. And there was a small area in the center where somebody could possibly die. And upon sharing that information with the rest of the group, they were immediately hurried outside to meet or hear the end of a speech given by the overseer of Champions Row, Gregor Halfheart, who announced publicly his retirement and that the winner of this tournament would be the new overseers in sort of a shared position. And upon realizing that, they all cheered because they realized they were going to be president or whatever. So, we can re-enter the scene there. If there's anything you guys would like to discuss, I'm sure there's something. I give you the reins to this story. As I sip.
Well, I imagine, like, after that, and I'm sure the district isn't just a hoot and a holler.
They're hooting.
And like, and talking about what the fuck just got talked about and announced. I thought our game plan was to go see our boss to talk about, hey, this tournament's fucking rigged. Someone's probably gonna die. Also, we signed up, maybe.
Are you gonna tell him that?
I didn't sign up, so it's not me.
Okay,
not on us.
All of those are possible.
They, them.
Who?
Our commander.
The director or the captain?
The captain.
Captain is she, they. Director she, they. Is he, him.
Cool. Yeah, to tell her. Just going down.
Okay. Not terribly difficult to do, if that's what you guys want to do. Is there anything else that anyone else wants to do in this chaotic moment?
Just as we're heading over, I'm like, you know I can't heal you inside there, right? That's like the whole thing.
Is there any way that I could like look around the audience to see if I see anybody? I mean, it's going to be like a fucking stretch, but if I see anybody who doesn't look surprised at the information.
Go ahead and make a perception check for people surreptitiously swirling their mustaches.
It's a pretty big Coliseum.
I was about to say, would it be a disadvantage because of how large the place is? I'm just trying to do the ranger thing.
Sure. Yeah, you can have disadvantage. Go for it. Okay. I'll allow it.
Perception?
Sure.
Awesome.
John, you have to actually twirl up. I can't believe you can do that.
Oh,
12.
You see someone tied to the railroad tracks. However, will you save them in time? With a 12, you can see that what you mostly get isn't like individual reactions or like someone sitting there going, yes. But you do notice that most of the people have kind of already forgotten about his retirement speech and are just sort of like getting back to the celebration excitedly. A lot of the implications of what he just said went over a lot of people's heads. That's, okay. I think, the general read you would get of the audience.
Okay. Also, if I didn't do that on disadvantage, I would have had a 25.
And you would have seen the railroad tracks. No. But, yeah, that's what you'd see on your way over there. All of you are together, right? Okay.
Yeah. We all got together to see the announcement.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't forgetting anything. All right. Easy enough to do. You can see sort of like they're talking to a number of different like guards and bastions, trying to get them to like spread out and giving them their assignments for the night now that things have sort of shifted into the evening. They are sort of nearby where you saw the director just sort of face-palming in like a section of the audience. As they see you approach, they just sort of like look over to you and say, hey, how's everything going? You guys doing okay? Why are you wearing a white suit?
Well, hello there.
Who's this stranger?
No. I forgot he changed.
He doesn't have to be changed. I just thought it was a funny joke.
Well, since I didn't gladiator style walk down the steps with my fucking arms out, I guess we'll say that I'm not.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have done that.
Glad that that's a contention.
It'll happen eventually, I'm sure.
It's a pretty wild announcement, huh?
Yeah.
I'm looking because I still think they're a part of it. I think they're a part of everything that's going on.
Fair enough.
So if everyone's like looking with concern, I'm looking with spite and anger. Yeah.
They say, no, yes, inquisitive. It was a pretty good announcement, wasn't it? They pull out.
Right. I knew it.
No. They say, yeah, that's kind of earth shattering. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's not something I was expecting, personally.
Not all is lost, because you might have some people on the inside now.
Bone chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Bone
mm-hmm.
chilling.
In a way, I've parlayed myself.
That is horrifying.
I have a cousin who signed up who looks a lot like me.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, so, did you sign up for the tournament?
We were thinking that.
Are you thinking or did you do? Those are two different things I have to be aware of.
All I got to say is you may or may not,
not
have a new
here.
Boss soon.
Oh
so
my god.
I would start being nice to the little guy.
They just see Fitz shaking their head in agreement that yes, they did in fact sign up for the tournament. The two bumbling right now are the ones who signed
up.
We also have important information.
That's not it?
No, unfortunately, that is not. That's not the big news here.
Did you guys know about this beforehand?
Well, no, we learned it just like a few minutes ago. But before that, we also learned that the ring is sabotaged.
Oh my god. Okay, hang on. One thing at a time. The ring is sabotaged how?
The magic field is turned off at a certain point.
What's your over-under on Tommy Tough Knuckles?
Oh my god.
Who is that?
Well, if you put a parlay down, just make sure it's against him.
I've never heard of that guy before in my life.
He is literally, he's regional champ of bare knuckle brawling in the docks.
Okay.
Well, he
I
was.
Don't work there.
He was when he was 15.
All right. This is, you need to go. I'm sorry. The enchantment in the ring?
There's a 30-foot right diameter area in the center of the ring that has the abjuration healing magic turned off. So people can actually die in this ring. We need to either block it off or get the enchantment back up before the fights.
How do you know that?
Oh, we let it ride.
Okay, you need to time out. Time out. Go sit in the corner.
I gotta. Yeah. Go sit in the corner. I gotta go. I gotta yearn.
You're
I gotta go yearn right now.
Energy.
I bring out a Caesar's Casino strip, and I start writing down my parlays on.
Oh my god!
He's doing that and filling out a Keno form, just like can't stop himself.
You were following a lead, and investigating the Colosseum, and we found a place where the magic wasn't turned on. Tay found it.
It looked like there was drag marks of some type of machine that was dragged up underneath the Colosseum. It's no longer there, but our arometers showed that there is no detection of the abjuration spell underneath the Colosseum in that area anymore. So whatever it was able to dispel magic for a very wide area.
Okay. That is a good catch. And they sort of like turn and see that the director's just sort of like pacing around up there on his own. Say, I need to check in with him about this. But good work. That is.
We've also gathered that.
Please tell me there's not more.
Well, it's connected to all the cases that we've already been working on. The drug rings, things like that. I believe that I reported my suspicion earlier that I thought that the drug cycling into the tournament was due to the bettings. There had to be some type of gain. This type of gain shows that with the drugs being laced with wyvern poison, they were trying to get rid of a number of, at least half of the competitors. And whether they took the poison and was killed in the process, or was caught, and which happened, and they're removed and banned, they got their way. So we're thinking that with this announcement, there was some type of leak, people knew, and they're trying to put somebody in office. So hence why Eamon and I signed up to investigate from the inside. Totally. To make sure that they don't get their way.
Deception.
Totally the order of events that happened.
Yeah, we signed up first. I mean, second. Shit.
What is my deception? It's so bad. Oh no.
Can I help by saying just like
a net 20.
Never mind.
But I have
I'm
a minus
you
2.
Can't help. That doesn't matter.
No, so. But it's meant nat 20. Nat 20.
Shut up. Shut up, twos and threes.
I just love that, like, Tay is sweating fucking bullets while lying, and but it looks like they're just normal.
Somehow, for Cetacea, nervous actually looks more sincere.
Yeah, I think because you're so far out of your element with the chaos that Eamon put you through for like the past sort of like 4 hours.
Especially like in comparison to him getting put in timeout, I've already sounded reasonable.
It's less that you sound like you're lying and more that you sound like everything is happening so fast you haven't processed it fully. So they're like, okay, this does make sense. Yeah, it's good. That is good thinking. You guys signed up as soon as you heard about that? That's crazy.
I'm okay. Sorry, what are we talking about?
We've had a busy morning.
Got all your parlays.
Oh, what were we
down?
Telling about the parlays and how I bet on... Hey, what is the legality of betting on something and then joining the fight?
Not legal at all.
Bad.
In the slightest.
Oh, okay. All right. Like that sucks. Going to that.
Yeah, it's a good thing the order of operations.
I'll keep an eye out if anyone does.
Oh my god. Okay.
I love our captain so much.
Okay. Hang on. I gotta go check in real quick.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention. Very good thinking, fast thinking, quick thinking.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to kiss these ducks.
And they go up, climb up the steps to talk to the director, and you can
I
see
they
the,
want to kill Eamon
every time he talks. Just because it's always about gambling or parlays, or am I doing something illegal?
I think that went as well as it could have, honestly.
I turn around to you guys and I go, "So we're gonna have to kill the captain. They're 100%
innocent. What?
Why?
What are you?
They're 100%. Look how beady. Look at their eyes.
I'm
did you not see?
You. I'm gonna
hey,
you.
Listen,
what are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Like, hey, listen. Sometimes, yeah, they were touching their mustache like an old, 1920s.
Have a mustache.
Wait, yeah, but they weren't like with their eyes.
They were twirling their mustache with their eyes.
Either way, it doesn't matter. After Tay and I win this thing, it should. We'll learn a lot.
We should. We should at least train. beforehand, shouldn't we? Because
it's tomorrow.
I've been training every day of my life for something like this. So
we've fought together once, twice.
Mm-hmm. We're going to add some chaotic elements. Everyone else is going to be some kind of like partner team that they have combos and fusions, and we don't have that. So they're going to be expecting to be fighting the same. And with we throw, listen, I've brawled with Tommy Tough Knuckles once or twice. And let me tell you, like, if I got as close as I did to, you know, defeating him, then with two people, we're sure to get
him. Let's make sure we at least get some armor or something. Especially,
I unironically do better without it.
It itches when I wear it.
It does itch. I chafe very hard. It's something about the feathers.
Or at least get some potions of some kind. Some healing potions or something.
Are healing potions allowed?
Yeah, I'd raw dog this fight, honestly.
Sean, are healing potions allowed?
There are a limit of how many you can bring in, but they are allowed. Okay. You can pay to win, but not that much.
I also have cure wounds.
Do you want me to tail the captain? Is this something you're seriously worried about?
Is this something you're actually seriously worried about? No, that is a good question.
I think we should keep our options open.
Okay.
We have to trust people. We can't not trust anybody.
I'm not saying we gotta totally untrust them. All right, listen. I listen.
Need you to back me up on this.
I don't even trust the birds that are flying above my head anymore. Like,
well, if we've been able to trust each other thus far, and we've done good work in only a week together,
that's true.
Saying we've got to trust people, and then when
if anything, Fitz should be saying this to himself. Why he doesn't trust me?
So, yeah, I listen. I wonder why. Captain and the director don't know that I'm different. I can just keep an eye, you know.
Perfect.
While we're talking, and like they went up to the scaffolding to talk to the director.
Yeah, or the director was like overseeing the crowd from this sort of elevated platform.
Can I read their lips? Now that I'm closer, can I read their lips and things and see what they're talking about? See what the reaction of everybody on that place is, on the scaffolding is.
And then I'll try to read their body language.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll try to peer into their eyes and see what they're hungry for. Okay.
And Tay, what are you trying to fuck with me with?
I'm gonna, you know what? Fuck it, let's do it. I'm gonna do a detect poison and disease while we're just in the crowd. I'm gonna look specifically at the people up on the...
Useful. Nice.
Interesting, okay. Now I'm downloading that all to my computer brain. Here's the scene. I've AI generated a scene for you guys.
No!
There's a cat that's blending into the sky, and it's got five fingers and three fingers on the other hand. So, Christian, the serious ask in the group. You can make out what they're saying. There is like a back and forth. At one point, it kind of looks like the captain gets a little cold. They sort of like blow into their hands and rub them together. Eamon, you see him going.
I fucking knew it.
As they're chatting with the director.
Oh my god.
Sorry, they look a little lost, honestly. They're looking into each other's eyes. They don't know what's going on. They're a little lost.
They both need corn dogs.
Well, you say that, but the detected of poison and disease detects food poisoning in the corn dog truck behind you. So I would stay clear of those.
What a wonderful
AI generated image completed. However, you do sort of get the conversation they're saying back and forth because you can read lips. They basically just relay all the information that you've given to them, to the director. He seems a little less surprised. Again, actually, I don't think Tay told any of you they heard that conversation, so it's weird that he's not surprised by all that. But he does seem like to just take it in and look down at you guys a couple times. Just sort of like as he's taking in the information. And you see at the moment the captain says, and they signed up for the tournament. He looks back at them very slowly.
He looks back down at
the two of you who signed up, and he's just like.
I instantly start squatting like I was just training
he's
for the
soft shake of the
he's
head.
Just slowly shaking his head. Oh, God, no. He is continuing the conversation, but again, you are sort of being left to your own devices. Is there anything you guys want to do in this quick moment? Otherwise, they will descend the staircase and talk to you again.
I did detect poison and disease just to see if any of the people, like the leaders up there, lit up.
Oh, no. None of the overseers. Actually, the overseers aren't even there anymore. After that announcement, they're gone. Like, they're not vanished. Here for the public. The director is so fucking stoned out of his mind on steroids. I'm kidding. They're both clean. The director has some alcohol. That's about it. And the corn dogs I did mention have food poisoning, so I don't eat those. But other than
I'm going to smack one out of... It would be Eamon who has one, but I'm going to smack one out of the rent. A random person beside me be like, don't eat that.
Oh, the hell? My corn dog! He scurries away.
There's enough shit in the ocean.
You think so?
So what's everyone else's game plan for today? While we wait for deliberations from this.
I need to go get armor?
Can I propose something to the group?
On the stack?
Off the record, and I'm eyeballing a fit.
You're on thin fucking ice already.
Listen, I'm not doing anything. I'm being dead serious. And listen, Fitz, I know you're really by the book. I know that a lot of us are. All right? I'm just saying, is there anything that we can do with the knowledge that in a 30-foot radius around, you know, whatever, that maybe we can use it to our advantage? Stretch the rules a little bit. I'm putting this in the air. I don't have a plan. Listen, my plans take a long time to put together with a lot of thought. And I just want to ask before me and Tay, inevitably Tay's going to kill somebody. I mean, Tay is going to have her scaly dog eat someone. All right. And before that happens,
it might be you if you don't get to the point.
See? And
anger.
With that being said, I don't know. I just wanted to put it out there.
Well, we don't know who's trying to take advantage of the radius, though I'm sure whoever made the ring is our interested party. And if there's any way we can find out who that is, I think I have a way. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. The fact that you are entering the tournament is a... And do not get an too inflated when I say this. A good idea. You made a good choice.
I start training.
I take a long drag of my cigarette. That's now all of a sudden lit and halfway done.
I'm going to hide the coin we tossed.
As it goes out. Yeah, Caesar's Casino sports book thing in my pocket. I'll say, that means a lot to me, Fitz. And just know, I know you'd do the same.
I would. You know what? I would. I would have. 100%.
I'll look over at Evie. I guess... One thing I do have to ask you is make sure we don't die.
I'll try. I'm pretty sure it's against the rules to... But it is against the rules to also not have the magic field up, so... Okay, yep. I've got it.
Not to be that guy, but this Nome guy, he doesn't play by the rules. Just be aware about that. And I go to dap up Tay.
Yeah. She's going to ignore him and turn to Evie and just... Being an aide, just to make sure we don't die, that'll be a last resort. So don't worry about breaking the rules. I've also been trained in healing, and I'll make sure that we're both prepared for anything that comes up. Because I'm sure that if they find out that the ring has been fixed, if it will be by tomorrow, they'll have other backup plans or tricks in their book.
Okay, I'll keep some things ready and try to stay close.
And at that, the director and the captain will have descended back towards the group. Getting a read on them immediately, the captain seems like, kind of like, we'll see how this goes. There is a frustration, not necessarily an anger or rage, but there is a brimming frustration on the director's face. You can all see as he approaches you and says, "You're in the tournament."
I might say.
I'm asking you.
Yes.
We'll have to make it work. And then he just sort of walks away.
I don't want to say anything, but I think that is the most proud the director has ever been of me.
The cat turns and says, "I'm shocked you're still here."
He's probably she, they, or probably intimidated by my alpha energy.
Let's go with that. So, all right. There's a lot we have to digest and sort of plan for now that you guys are actually participating. We can help facilitate what you might need. Are you really dead set on winning?
You really that's dead the safest.
I think really not dead set on losing.
I think that's the safest bet until we come up to new evidence. I assume that half of our party will be investigating to see if there are any in-man to see who is in place to be put into power. And otherwise, the goal for now is to make sure they don't win.
What did the director say about our situation, about the ring being tampered with? Is it being monitored, quarantined?
She sort of like looks over at him still walking away and she goes, "He didn't say a lot."
Oh boy, okay.
I think from what I know, the tournament is not really reschedulable. It's not something they can really like postpone for a few days. Even if
is
they
that
did
not something they can at least block off in the ring? I know it takes up the entire center, but if there's any way they can at least block it off, part of our job is protecting the people, and some of the competitors can die in this if they're not at least alerted.
That's true. So we're going to have that conversation tonight. Hopefully when we get the right people in the right room, I will likely have an update for you on that in the morning. But for right now, I know what you've told me. So until people who are much higher up than me make decisions, I can't really tell you much. I would just say, if you're going to take this thing seriously, use tonight to prepare. And, oh my God. Yeah.
And you said you'd be helping provide anything we might need?
Well, anything within my means, yes.
Could take my gun. Half plate?
Huh? So is it?
Could I get some half plate armor?
How dare you use this as an opportunity to fleece me, Sean? I'm livid. I will not forget this. Everybody's hit points just doubled in the tournament.
I mean, it's not going to go up by much, honestly. No, it's going to go up by like one. I can only wear medium armor, so.
she will agree to it. Yeah. It's
like, Captain, do you know of is there a runesmith in the force that can display my brick? Maybe give me an upper hand in fight? In fight?
What happened to the anchor I gave you?
Hmm? Oh, it's anything about the rune you can put on my brick?
We can talk to some enchanters. I don't know what work they'll be able to do overnight, but we can definitely look into that.
Above table, didn't you melt that down for money?
No, he sold it to somebody, I think.
I sold it.
I probably lost that money too. So what do you think is parlayed right now against myself?
The anchor.
Yeah. Anchor. I said I gave him two handfuls of gold. I said an anchor.
Above table, though, Sean, would it be better to get that half plate from our commander? Director?
The captain?
Not director, captain. From the captain, or is that something I should, like, would that be, like, a role play thing I do with, like, my mom?
That's your call. You can definitely requisition it from the office, or you can go talk to your mother if you want to. That's your call. I'm not going to force you to talk to your mom, dude.
Nah, I'm just going to keep
it. Ah, okay. All right.
She's still like, I don't know where I stand with my mother.
She's still put like looking over turntide clues and is trying to find out information over there. Okay. Very cool. So, is there something you guys would like to do to prepare for tomorrow? Because you guys do have the rest of the evening to kind of do your own thing. Fitz, I know you've got something going on in the night, but...
I have something tonight, so...
Mm-hmm. But other than getting your armor and getting your brick ruined...
Are we going to fast track like the potions and shit they're going to give us?
Yeah. We'll do all that.
Okay, cool. Cool.
I think we'll do like the limit of how much we can have per day. And also, I've got gold too that I can put down if like need be.
Yeah.
If we just need to like, elsewhere.
Do we have anyone with that's staying in the locker rooms or anything like that? I don't know what you guys are doing tonight. But I guess I wouldn't mind to... Nah, I need to get good sleep for the fight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go shadow box.
Hey. You usually pass yourself out by shadowboxing.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as we get back, Taya's gonna get a Kaitza and like start to head on towards the HQ where like she trained with Fitz,
mm-hmm.
and just call over to Eamon. You're welcome to join us if you want.
I'll consider it.
Right.
And she's gonna- he says, tucking himself into bed.
Yeah.
She's gonna make sure at least her and Akaitza have good teamwork. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
good. Okay. Evie, is there anything you're doing with your evening?
Yeah, I'll tail the captain.
What? Okay. Go ahead and make a stealth check for
me. And I would. I'm going to be Stephen.
Steven?
Yeah, I'm Steven tonight.
Okay. What does Steven look like?
Steven is what would happen if you took a loaf of bread and turned them into a human man.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, you know.
So, Steven Loaf is walking. Hang on a second. I feel like I'm being made fun of.
I would never.
So, Steven, this incredibly hot 5'8 king.
I love that we all stayed quiet for that, like that description of loaf of bread man, and just let it a pin drop.
So, Steven is going to follow the director. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Yeah, Steven's making a stealth check.
Steven's fucking great at stealth. I'm
I should
sure,
probably
sure.
cast a spell on myself. But anyway, that's a
your
14.
Funeral.
Maybe I 14. Should. And then after that, I will cast, just in case I pass this one and need to do it again, I'll cast Enhance Ability on myself.
After you go into stealth, you
yeah,
go...
Yeah, afterwards. I go, oh, shit!
That was pretty bad.
It was fine.
Okay. They're not difficult to keep track of, even amongst the crowd. They are very ostentatiously dressed, so it's very easy to pick them out amongst the festival attendees and the busy streets. But at a certain point, you get the sense that you've walked around the same block twice.
Oh, shit.
And then as soon as you turn the corner, you don't see them.
Oops. Okay. I'm going to step into an alley and become Candace.
Candace. Candace what, dude?
Can this guy find the captain again?
That's pretty good.
I don't know. Just a halfling. The halfling lady.
Go ahead and make a perception check.
Come on, percept. Am I allowed to cast guidance on myself?
You'd lose your enhanceability.
Oh, because it's concentration. God, that's embarrassing. No, I'll just perceived. Come on, big money. 22.
22 isn't actually that bad.
Oh, thanks.
You turn into Candace, the small halfling, and walk out of the alley. And about halfway down the street you are turned on, you see, leaned up in one of the alleys, like another alley down the road, you see the captain just sort of like staring at the alleyway you disappeared down before you turned into another person and left. They're just sort of like very casually looking down at
that alley. And I walk the other way because I'm definitely not Steven, so I don't even know why you would think that.
That would be so weird.
That'd be really weird if you would think that, because I'm clearly, I look different. So
you walk, are you walking past their alley?
Yeah. Very nonchalantly.
You hear the whisper, bread looking motherfucker.
Amazing. Amazing. And then I'm gonna, once I get a little bit of a distance away, I'll drop back into stealth using my enhance ability.
Go ahead and roll with advantage now. This ought to be good.
If this goes wrong, the captain is gonna be like, I think there's someone tailing me. They have the ability to change their appearance, so we need to look out for...
The city's dangerous. Stab! I'm
gonna really fuck some shit up. Thank God I have advantage. Oh my god. 21.
21's pretty good.
The other one was a 6.
Okay. You take a little bit of time to, like, pretend to work in the area or, like, do something nonchalant, like, play a festival game while looking at them. Survey, make sure they're not being followed by the bread guy before they continue walking out, kind of confidently noting they're not being followed by that person, at least anymore. And you do begin to slowly tail them as they make their way right back to the box.
I also have the observant feet, by the way, so anyone that they stop to talk to, I can read their little lips.
You don't get the sense that they're, like, talking to anybody as they walk. They look not rushed or hurried, but they look like they have purpose.
Seems like maybe this person is on the level.
Okay.
But I'm doing a favor for a friend.
Oh, that's so you got to break in to the headquarters you work at.
Yes, you're right. Yes, of course.
Genius move.
Thank you. Thank you. So I do that.
Okay, you go in.
I'm kidding.
You can if you want to. I'm not going to stop you, but...
I mean, why would I break in? I can just be me and walk inside.
That's my question.
But then
I couldn't use the grappling hook.
Figure out she's being evil. I think I did my due diligence for the night. Yeah.
I will say around that time, you do see Tay walk into the building that you're standing in front of going like, should I get inside?
And I climb into Tay's backpack.
You have no idea, Tay.
Yeah, because I'm really silly right now.
You could do like one of those like cartoony things where you like duck beside a Kaitza, like walking.
Wow, that's such a good idea, Leo. Thank you so much. I do that.
You're going to sneak in using the dog?
Yeah.
So, question. When you...
Yeah, they're underneath the cart catering carts.
So, question. When you shapeshift, do you have the same smell?
Oh, rancid.
Like, do you change your smell when you shapeshift?
I have no fucking clue. It says you can change your appearance and voice. You determine the specifics, including your coloration, hair length, sex, height, weight, and can change your... It says nothing about smell. Wizards, get up in the sage advice. I need to know what shape changers do for smell.
It's kind of weak. Kaisa
might like look over and like give you a little lick.
Oh.
I know. I was like, I think they smell the same, because what is that creature in the Shadowfell that smells like ash, and that's how you can tell the difference?
Oh, do you mean the Oblex?
Oh.
I don't know why I asked. I really don't know.
Okay. Yeah,
I know what you're talking
one.
About, though. It's the in ash one. Run. Jake has one at one point.
I don't know. But we can say that is a decision you can make, because I don't care.
I think maybe scent can change, but they haven't. Like, they're okay. Just like not like they're not gonna change their smell.
Interesting.
I only ask because Akaitza, if she didn't recognize your smell, she would probably like growl, but otherwise she's probably gonna like
that's
sniff
true.
And like lick you, and I'm probably not even
like, I know this guy.
Yeah, as you walk into the entrance, one of the guys goes, "Oh, it smells like Candace in here." anyways. Actually, yeah, make a stealth check, because this is a police precinct. It's not like they're just gonna let random people walk in.
You all.
We don't need to scan the dog, ma'am. Just your watch.
A 2 again? Dear God. 19.
19's pretty good. All right. We can say they don't question Tay because they're a bastion, so the dog gets in for free. Mm-hmm. You sneak in under its stomach. Sure, you're now inside the place you work, undetected. They'll never know it's you. Crazy.
I promise that at one point I was a serious gamer. I promise.
Not in this house.
Not here.
I refuse to allow it. So Tay, you're just gonna go train?
Yes.
Doing combo moves with Ikaitza?
Yes.
Okay.
She's probably gonna try to like see how that like Tempest Lash goes like that, see if it she can do it multiple times a day yet or not.
Nope. Go ahead and roll a d6.
Oh, no. 3? 3.
Okay. Interesting.
I hate you. I'm going to go ahead and mark it, though, that I did.
Nice. I mean, he's going to come back in the morning anyways, so.
Yeah.
Mostly just for me.
I just want to keep up with it, because you never know with this like campaign if what's going to fucking happen.
Anyways. So. that's happening. Are you actually doing anything, Evie, or are you just skulking around?
I'll go skulk around the captain's door if I'm in here, you know? I got in. Wee-woo.
Okay, give me a perception check as you're sneaking around outside the hallway.
Oh, God, why am I doing this?
That's my question. It was a joke Zach came up with, and you're so committed to
not
the bit.
Joke.
It's so
not
a joke.
Joke.
It's so
not
funny.
A joke.
12?
Not a
joke.
Perception.
Okay. You don't hear anything coming from their room, but you don't know if they're in there.
Okay.
Interesting. So quiet, or it could just be nothing.
Maybe I'm just bad at
Or it. This doesn't really make a sound.
Oh, no! I don't have anything to try to find or hear prepared, so...
You can be confident knowing Evie gave it their best effort.
I gave it my all. I go get a corn dog from a place that isn't poisoned.
You leave the city.
No!
Okay. And, Eamon, are you just resigning to not go train? Or are you doing your own thing? Because Fitz is about to do a lot of stuff. We'll get to that.
Yeah. I'm like... I think it's more in character for me not to.
Okay. Your character.
And just send it. Would I know of any, like, is there like skooma in this world? Is there like, cause I want to pretty much be the equivalent of drink like 7 beers before I go out and fist fight the entire, like if there's something that like will lower my intelligence check so I can fight harder. I'll 1,000,000% do that.
Hey, you did just catch a bunch of people doing that exact thing.
Yeah, but I might die, and I don't want to do drugs. Listen, drugs are not okay. Cool. Drinking beer is fucking awesome, dude.
There's no beer that makes you magic strong.
Whatever. All right.
There's beer that makes you think your magic's strong. Also, you could just pour one of those tonics into like a hill giant potion.
Oh yeah, can I look for a potion of hill giant strength?
Give me an investigation check.
Oh thank God! Oh, I got advantage on these.
Right, you walk around the city. Where's the potion store?
Where's the fucking
pull
potion?
Out like a map?
One of them fell. And this is an investigation.
Yeah.
All right. 17.
17's not bad. You do find a number of stores that have like potions, usually low grade stuff, things for like children's entertainment or like normal everyday low level ailment cures. But moving around the city, you actually find that a lot of them don't carry anything as kind of useful as hill giant potions. For that, you actually have to venture probably further out into the city's main market, the Lattice Square.
Cool. To the Lattice Square I shall go.
Okay. I'm going to pull up a section of my notes. I didn't think I was going to need today. All right. You head over towards probably the most well-known magic shop in the city.
Cool.
It is called O'Fane's Mystique Antiques.
Okay, O'Fane's Mystiques and Cantiques. All right.
Perfect. My muse. as you open the door to this, like, very central... Think, like, the corner... you know how the... Never mind. You don't know.
I don't.
It is a very prominent position in that marketplace. It is... As soon as you open the door, it's, like, a very... earthy, like long closed tomes smell, like a library.
Smells like a Sleeping Tiger Imports inside of an abandoned mall.
Sure. It smells like the import thing you said. Those are libraries. Same brain cell. As this sort of hunched minotaur behind the counter looks down at you and says, "Oh, hello. Are you here to peruse? Or you just
I've actually already pre-prused. I'm here for a potion of hill giant strength.
Pre-prused. Interesting. All right. Let me check my wares." And he just sort of like trundles off into the other room. Mm-hmm. And then you hear like, "Oh, oh, ooh. All right." Trundles back over with a single vial and puts it down in front of you. Says, "All right. Hill giant. That'll be 2 handfuls of gold."
2 handfuls. That's a full handful over MSRP. Listen, well,
it's good stuff.
It is. Here, listen, the reason I'm coming to you is you're clearly the most well-known potion seller this side of Abaddon, you know what I mean? You're reputable. But listen, let me be real honest with you. The stuff that I've been seeing going around the streets is a little bit more potent than this and about half the cost. So why don't we bring it down to about a handful of gold? We meet in the middle. You're selling this. Look, I can see the dust on the bottle. You haven't been selling this stuff. People who want this stuff, they're not looking to buy it. All right? They're looking, you know, in back alleys to grab something half the price, 2 times as strong. All right? Why don't I take this off your hands? Clearly have a lot of inventory. I'll grab this 1 handful.
Make persuasion. But I'm mad at you now. That's the thing.
Persuasion?
Yeah.
Dirty 20. Yeah, that's poggers, dude. That's fucking poggers.
It's on the house! Have fun!
I took it up and run.
Run home, boy! Run!
I got the golden ticket!
It's like a golden bottle cap. Just... He's like, he looks at you and it's you. You talk so much about the other like drugs you could find on the street. And it's not like you've moved him or changed his mind. He just looks at you with like pity. And he's like, "If I don't sell this to this guy for cheaper, he's probably going to go buy drugs and die in a sewer somewhere." So he just goes,
this is his good deed for the day.
Yeah. He's like, fine. One handful of gold and it's yours.
I throw it out to him and I'll grab it. Oh, and here's a tip for you. And it's a piece of paper folded up in half. And I'll see you on the flippy dip. And I wink at him and I'll walk backwards a little bit. Full 180. It 100% says parlay Tommy Tough Knuckles on the piece of paper. And the door closes.
Oh my God.
Literal tip.
Who the fuck is Tom? And the door closes. Oh man. Okay. You have a potion of hill giant strength.
All right, let me unironically add to that. That was the best I've ever negotiated in my life. I've never even bought a car.
Oh yeah, you rolled above a 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love being someone's one good deed for the day.
It was the pity what did it. It was the only way that was going to be possible is if pity took place.
Yeah, what does this do? I don't even know what this does.
It sets your
D&D
strength
thing
to 21 for like an hour.
What's your strength right now?
17.
Okay, good.
God, I can't wait for the drink.
Like,
why 21?
Fucking 20 strength.
21 because they do no odd numbers. It's the same as a hill giant.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So like each one of the potions is the same strength as that giant. I can't wait for the drug test tomorrow. It's gonna be crazy.
I'm not gonna dig it there. I'm gonna boof it, bro. I'm gonna boof it.
They don't check the asshole. That's genius.
They don't check the ass. They don't check the ass.
I would never
glass at all up there, then it doesn't hit until you're ready.
Yeah, yeah, you squeeze real hard and it shatters in your colon and mixes with the blood immediately.
A little blood.
You just have to fix it later. It's all good. Yeah.
It's like when you cut your lip up so you could get the chew in there better. Absorbs right in
the That is another thing. I should ask him what chaw he's got.
Exactly
fucking
the same.
Dark. Okay, interesting. Now you're done for the night, I'm going to say. Fitz. Let's go, man. Rendezvous. Moonlight Rendezvous with Patina Pete and his mysterious friends.
Mysterious friends.
So, how you doing this?
I mean, I'm meeting up at the spot.
Just as is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not changing. That runs the persona.
The persona? Would you say your name was again?
Ragna.
Ragna. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Okay. You roll up to the spot. You honestly, like, before you even get there, same as last time, you sort of hear that little robot just talking almost nervously at this point. Kind of freaking out about getting kind of late. He's probably not going to show. I'm sorry, I wasted your time, blah, 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 blah. You do hear him say the name Mr. Fleck in reference to whoever he's talking to.
Just gonna turn the corner.
Yeah. As you turn, you immediately see that small robot from before. You see another figure sort of sitting on a crate that he's sort of addressing, this Mr. Fleck character. This coat sort of draped over the shoulders and a hat, almost like a fedora, just sort of on their head. as they sort of look up at you. And you see another figure behind him, this sort of, like, you would assume bodyguard, some sort of security or, like, muscle to ensure his safety in whatever this mysterious deal was. Just this sort of large humanoid person. As he looks up and says, ah, I assume my friend he was talking about you.
Your assumption would be correct. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. Mr. Ragna, I believe?
Correct.
Hmm. Well, my time is very valuable. I'd like to know what it is I can do for you, sir.
Just curious about if you had any information about these, this bedding. And I also had some information of my own, if you were willing to exchange information. Might change your bets and your bookings.
Interesting. Why are you so curious in our dealings, if I might ask?
Well, because money is being fucked with.
And it is.
And I don't like money being fucked with, especially mine.
Oh, you got a lot of money, do you?
Quite a bit.
And he sort of like stands up off the crate. And you see him start to like walk almost like a half circle in your direction. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I've heard a lot of stories about a crimson red hobgoblin with a metal arm. Pretty well-known guy. Doesn't really venture in our circles. Tough so I'm going to ask you again.
Tough situations.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Why exactly are you so interested in our operation?
Because people might die. People will die. If things don't go correctly.
He turns to the other two figures and says, "Boys, allow me to introduce you to Mr. Fitzgerald. One of the city's finest bastions. Did I hear that right?"
Still getting used to that title again.
No. And he sort of like walks back over, feeling a little confident that he was able to clock that. But then sits down on the crate and says, "I actually got good news for you, Mr. Fitzgerald. I am very interested in, for the first time in my life, doing something good. Law-abiding citizen stuff, you know how it is.
Of course, turning over a new leaf and all that jazz.
Well, let's not get crazy. Recently, as you've stated, a good amount of money has been fucked with. Now, I've kept my ears to the street. Word has it that it's all because some low-life piece of shit was swinging way above his weight class. The ambitious type, you know. Do you know anyone by the name of Walter Buchanan?"
As a bastion, as someone who works in worked in a district of shopping.
Of shopping,
because I can't.
The shopping district.
Shopping district.
In this economy,
what's the district called again?
The Lattice Square.
The Lattice Square, yeah. Mm-hmm. What I have heard, because again, my feature is I know where Bastion stuff is, but I also know where criminal stuff is. Do I know that name from off rip?
I would say specifically because of the district you worked in. No, that was a different time and place than this person tends to operate.
Not a fan of this person, I'm guessing.
Well,
tell me about it.
Their ambition has cost a lot of people a good amount of money recently. I have it on good authority that the reason that all these fighters have dropped out recently is because of that person. They, for whatever reason, saw fit to fix this tournament in their own purpose. Here's the thing. I don't think money had anything to do with it.
Then what do you think what they wanted then?
That I'm not sure. But there is no money to be made in this event now, and there are a lot of people looking for whoever's responsible. Anyone who's willing to make that many enemies for no gain, there's a bigger prize they're fishing after.
Why have you decided to turn over this new leaf? Tell me all this about the motivations of those you run with, Mr.
Fleck.
Do I get a first name?
Not right now. Reason I'm coming forward now is because I want to see justice be done. Whether it's by you or somebody else, that ball's in your court right now. Either way, Walter's got to go.
And I'm sure once he's gone, his business will be not touched in the slightest.
Who's to say?
I appreciate that. I know that we work in very different circles, but it's good to know that even you and your ilk have some ethics.
What's that old saying? Honor amongst thieves?
I'm like, can I look over at our robot friend? How is he doing?
He is, like, hiding from both of you in the corner. Just sort of like, you can hear the shaking of his loose nuts. Because he's a robot. Don't get gross. But you can hear, like, this low-level, like rattling.
And would you happen to know where this... What was his name? Walter what?
Walter Buchanan.
Would you happen to know where this Walter Buchanan works from? Is stationed.
As he stands up and begins to slowly, like, walk around his crate and leave out of the alley, he says, you'll find him at the Rusty Screw. I hope good things for you, sir. And he starts to, like, walk down the alley and out of sight as the other two follow in his wake. You are left alone.
Fitz is going to stand there. Fitz is going to stand there until, like, they leave.
Just when you were starting to trust him. Monkey Wrench!
Oh, Monkey Wrench! Oh. Can't wait to just wake him up and be like, who is Walter?
I gotta get up in the morning, guys. but yeah, you are left alone with your thoughts in the alley.
I'm gonna leave. And boy. Would the Coliseum be open to us this late?
Usually it's kind of left open as sort of like a public space. Not during the event. Super not after what you just told everybody in the city. It is like, even walking past it, you can see that there is a very heavy guard presence being drawn around the stadium, at least for the night.
Right. Are there... I'm gonna show my badge, and then if I'm allowed to go back inside... I want to see if there are any ghosts in the area.
Okay.
In the arena, maybe they saw who or what they did to the ring.
Okay. Make me a persuasion check. Because as you approach the guards, they're like, "Sorry, sir, we've been asked not to let anybody into the Coliseum for the night."
That's only an 11.
11. Okay. You get the sense that without any sort of, like, you know, documentation or, like, someone signing off on you being there, they're not going to lose their job over letting someone in there, even if you do have good intentions.
Cool. Even if I'm a bastion?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
I don't care who you are. The guys above you are going to fire my ass.
Fair enough. That's the most fair argument I've ever heard. Then I'll go back to our base, and then go back to my room. As I'm crossing, I stop at Eamon's door, and then I move on.
Me, okay. me. I'm getting the best sleep of my life.
Okay.
Honk shoe.
Sounds good. Well, do we want to take a 5-minute break? I know we had a little bit of a break earlier, but I don't know how much longer we want to go either. Yeah, I gotta pee, and I don't know how much longer we want to go.
Yeah. Also, how late is it in the?
It's 10.
10. Or is there any shops still open?
Oh, in the city? I thought you meant in my house. I was like, it's 10 o'clock.
No, I'm everywhere.
Yeah, there are still some stores open. A little. Well, you did train all night. They'd probably be open in the morning, but you can go there in the morning.
Okay. All right. I just think this would have taken.
You got free armor. What more do you want from me, dude?
I was gonna see if I could get an uncommon, or not uncommon, but a what is it? Yeah, it's just like a normal gun? Item. Just no. I was gonna see if because I was looking through like weapons. Oh, I was gonna see if I could like if I wanted to get a new longbow or something, and I saw there was inspelled longbow, and it can give you like. It literally can just get, like, I'm not going to try, some, like, finagle something expensive. I was just going to try to get an extra, like, cantrip or something. Because you can just, you have a limited amount. It's in the Dungeon Master's Guide.
The new one? That son of a bitch.
It doesn't say which, if it's the new one or not.
All right, well, we'll look about that during the break. And then we'll come back to the next day, because I've got to piss. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Be back. Say it later.
So we're back, I guess. Everyone's bricked up and ready to go. The morning of the tournament is here. Tay, I believe you wanted to run out and get some things. Your bow inscribed, correct?
She's going to go get her bow inscribed with a spell and go get the healing potion.
Five handfuls of gold. Right now? It's crazy.
I dropped it off at the like the laundromat equivalent of rune inscribers. I'll go pick it up.
It's getting engraved. It's not getting like enchanted. You're just getting engraved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Filigreed
like a
and
Renaissance fair booth.
It's got gold trim in it.
Get your bricks engraved.
You could potentially get the same thing. This is just Leah's birthday thing because we forgot it like a month ago.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Was it a bit or not? Are we actually doing this?
Tay's thing is real. Yours is, I assume it's a bit because it's your thing, but you can make it real if you want to.
Well, no, I mean, like, Tay got free armor. I thought I could get a plus one weapon. I don't know. If that isn't the way it works, that's not the way it works.
Make an investigation check. Roll above a 10 and I'll give it to you.
All right, well, I got advantage on this, so statistically
who said
the
that?
Odds are in my favor.
Just roll a flat die.
You said investigation.
How about
you
this?
Investigation.
Roll a flat die. If you
it was in that one. I'm not fucking kidding. I am not kidding.
All
right,
you have an advantage. You want
to know? You can't do this to him. Shit. He will blow. He will explode. He will suffer
11.
Himself.
Oh, you liar.
It's like two nat ones.
Did you really get an 11?
Yeah.
Okay, you can find an engraver, please. You can find a mason guild that'll... It'll garner your wages for the fight if you win. And you need to promote them during the fight constantly. But they will give you a plus one brick.
No, that's a bit. That's a whole bit right there.
All
right,
fine, whatever. I've given you a bit and your weapon.
Fine. I'll go pick it up since I did that yesterday and dropped it off, definitely.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay. Tay, your thing is going to be like a handful of gold because you know the guy and also I don't want to make you shell out for your birthday gift.
Yeah. Okay, so I do have a handful of gold. I'm going to hand it over. I had four. Now I have three.
He turns into that vacuum from the Teletubbies and he sucks up all your gold.
I love that little dude.
I wanted to be that thing because his life was sick. He got to eat pancakes off the floor all day. That sounds pretty awesome, dude. So you guys collect your things. You collect your brick. You collect your armor.
Potions?
They don't give them to you.
Yeah, when we get there or the...
Oh, when you get to the preliminary? Okay, well, let's get there then.
Well, no, I'm just asking, like, is it the same place where I get the scale mail, which is from who we work for?
No, you get that from work.
Okay.
Work's not giving you potions.
Okay, then I'm going to go get some potions then.
Sick.
How many can I get for three handfuls of gold?
For one, you could get two, lowest levels. Those are 2d4 plus two.
That's fine. I'm gonna get six.
Oh my god. Okay.
So that's all three handfuls of gold.
You spent all your money. Let's go, yes. Dude. That vacuum is eating good today, dude.
Well, I mean, we still haven't gotten paid from our last thing, so she's expecting more.
That's true.
And this seems like an investment. She's stacked on healing shit now.
Interesting. It's a math test. Wouldn't that be crazy? So, you guys head out. I assume both of you are heading out together?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay. Are the other two going? Or are you guys
My hands
doing
are taped up, by the way.
Yeah, I'm absolutely together? Coming.
Yeah, with a Chinese finger trap.
I'm going to sleep and hope that it works out.
Okay, you're both skipping the tour. Okay.
No.
So you all head out to the tournament. The opening ceremony. Right?
We could see our boss and be like, hey, what the fuck is happening?
I'll stand boss. With Abaddon.
Boss, what's happening with the tournament? What's going on? What's the game plan? Help.
What you got, Sarah? What the fuck was... What you got, Sarah?
That's a choker.
What you got in your hand?
A necklace.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's their meeting friend's mom's choker.
Oh, all right.
It is what I wore to my
mom. There you go. That's sick, dude. That's a cool mom. So.
She's cool as hell.
You guys will probably see the director and the captain at the actual event. Knowing that you were going to be there, that's the most likely place they would meet you. As you approach, the captain says, okay, so a few decisions have been made. The tournament is not being postponed at all. sort of like block aiming out of their sight with their hand. It's not being postponed. It will still happen. I believe we were told Gregor's exact words were all the better, and we just didn't want to deal with that. So we took it upon ourselves, since he's leaving soon, to try and mitigate as much disaster as we could. There are going to be clerics on the field to hopefully prevent any death in that area. So very, very much thank you for pointing that out to us. We will have to avoid it. The enchantment, unfortunately, cannot be restored overnight. It will take probably a few weeks to be repaired fully. So... yeah, that is very, very, very bad that is gone. But we've pointed out, we are aware of the situation, and we can do our best to prevent any casualties, including yours.
That's helpful, at least, because I think that if it had been postponed, they would have, whoever is behind all of this could have had more time to come up with even worse things, maybe even assassination attempts.
I did find out who is running things.
Hey, let's start with your thing then.
Yeah, I...
That sounds way more important.
I managed to get information from an informant that a man named Walter Buchanan is the ringleader for this operation, trying to poison the fighters. Their product.
I know that name. My best friend, Walter Buchanan, that son of a bitch.
I'll be honest with you, Captain. The only thing you got to worry about tonight is who we're going against.
But everybody,
that's interesting information, Fitz.
Yeah, I think
that's interesting information.
That is crazy information. How do you know he's behind everything, and what does behind everything mean?
Well, they are apparently. Well, according to my informant.
Which is who, by the way? Also, who are you getting this information from?
And he'll, like, side-eye Eamon. And then... apparently, there was a... There's a dozy. I tried to find out through the underworld booking of who was the most upset about what was happening. Because money is very important to criminals. Anyway.
Yeah.
They pointed out that this guy named Walter was responsible. And Walter Walter works in the bar, the tavern that we had talked about before.
Oh. Interesting. That is a pretty solid connection then. Okay. Well, I will take that and run it up, see if I can find anything about this Buchanan fella. Or what did you say the name of the bar was?
What was the name of the bar? Fuck, what's the name of the bar?
The Rusty Screw.
I can't remember. It's not a pivotal place in my life, so I wouldn't know.
The Rusty Screw, the one we tracked the ogre to.
I'll see if I can find any proof of ownership or any paper trail about him there. Awesome. Try not to die. Points to you and Day, like, you're my guys.
Hey, we have diplomatic immunity, right? No. I start shadow boxing.
No, you don't have that.
Do you have our items? Or mine, at least? I can't remember if he has for anything.
Yeah. And she just, like, hands you a satchel with a fucking big thing of armor in it.
And I picked up my brick, right? I look around, I pat my pocket.
Yeah, it's in your pocket. You don't have to ask them about it.
Hey, do I unironically have a plus one weapon, though?
Yeah, yeah, get a plus one weapon.
Amazing. Can I ask a brick. You... can I ask you there, Eamon, did you have any sort of reaction when I said the word?
Yeah, I absolutely hesitated when I was shadow boxing.
Fucked up your rhythm.
He became 2D in your peripheral and went...
I, like, stopped for, like, a second, and then I kept going.
Okay. Yeah. These, like, three shadow lines came over his forehead. Okay, so you have a plus one brick. You have a half plate, I believe you said?
Yes.
And a magic bow. And you have six potions.
I'm going to go ahead and turn to Eamon and hand him three of them.
Healing potions?
Yeah. Yeah, the 2d4 plus 2.
Yep.
And before he grabs them, she's going to, in case of emergency, don't just chug all of them at once, please.
Won't need them.
Hopefully so.
But I appreciate it.
He positions the bottle with the giant's toe in it right next to his asshole.
Yeah, I squat down as you guys watch. You gave me three, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Zooey mama.
Okay.
All right.
Also, Sean, to...
what's this with the fingers? Stop it. What's this?
To flavor. It's nothing that I'm, like, finagling. I'm telling you what I've done with what you've given me. To flavor this a bit, because I know that this inspelled longbow is supposed to be like where the spells are to affect the arrow, you know? And we're doing something where I don't shoot somebody just to heal them and like counter each other. I made this be like, because healing word is something that is like a vocal thing or like a sound thing.
Mm-hmm.
I named it the longbow of the healing whale song. So it sounds like a whale.
So it gives off big orca whales sounds every time you heal somebody with it?
Yes.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hell yeah. Okay. So you guys are dropped off at school. Are you saying goodbye to your... parents or
Fitz?
No. Ikaise is with me though.
Next time you see me, I'll be Chancellor. No, Primarch of this gosh dang town.
You know that this whole tournament is like 3 days long.
Oh.
3 days though. In 3 days we'll see you and
probably them tonight.
The Primarch.
In 3 days.
We'll also see you tonight, but you won't.
And I bow so deep my forehead touches the ground.
Poor kid. Trying to hide his head in the dirt.
Yeah. I'm straining really bad. I tore an ACL. Before I go in for the fight.
Okay. Now,
let's rock.
Fitz and Evie, what are you guys planning to do while this is happening? Just so I'm aware.
I gotta get down as close as I possibly like. I need to the edge of the ring because I only have 60 feet on healing word, you know, so I gotta jump out there if something goes gnarly.
Okay, you get the front row seat. Fitz, I can't hear you.
Huzzah, Fitz, there you go.
There's huzzah, yeah, it is.
Huzzah, ha, ha, ha. Fitz is going to, he's going to do the same thing he did before, which is just go in the back, talk to the same guy. You're like, hey, I'm just here to make sure shit is straight. Like last time, I'm glad that you got the message to lengthen security, all that jazz, and I'm just here to ensure security in the back.
Oh, strong. I should say so. Security has been thoroughly reinforced. Some dreadful business with the enchantment of the arena being tampered with. So,
correct.
Every section of this building has been pretty thoroughly locked down.
You don't mind if I check that out, do you?
No, you can still check around, but we have a vastly improved security.
I believe you. I just want to be another piece of that security.
Of course. City's finest. Like, weirdly salute you.
And he'll salute him back just because he thinks it's fun. And I'll just be looking around where they found the drag marks. And where
so you're not going to be watching the event. You're going to be like underneath the Coliseum.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds delightful.
I can't heal nobody. It's like, what am I going to do?
Well, not with that attitude, bud. So.
I'm so sorry. Last question. Since this bow, I'm so sorry, it's about the bow again. Since this bow,
it sounds like whales.
Do that. I know. Since the bow is supposed to do that enchantment on the arrows, and you can still like attack.
It doesn't have to. I think you just cast the spell while holding the bow. I just thought it would be really funny if you shot somebody with healing words.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking, like, since that's how it's designed, it's like that, and the casting is, like, related to the attack, should I write down that I cast Healing Word as an action?
Or no, it's a bonus action still.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's just
okay,
the spell.
I just wanted to get that out of the way before I, like, fuck something up.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Now,
okay, I'm done. Sorry!
No, you're good. A number of combatants, you would say, are busily running around the locker room area of the arena. Immediately, you get the sense that more people signed up yesterday, either before hearing about what was going down because they thought their odds were better now that most of the competition wasn't there, or after hearing about the prize, they were like, let me get in there real quick. Maybe I can make something out of this. But there are more contestants, more like early teams competing down here than you originally anticipated.
Does anybody have ink on their hands?
Roll a perception check.
Oh, well, I'm not going to get any information. Perception?
Yeah.
Six.
Oh, no.
I rolled a three.
They probably have ink on their hands, but you just haven't seen it yet. Keep a sharp eye out. You'll find it. You'll see it.
Someone dunked their hands in ink.
Yeah.
It's a fight.
To throw me off.
Yeah. One of them has ink on all of their clothes, but not their hands, so they're fine.
Could I scan as we're walking through and see if I can, like, deduce, like, what, like, specialties people have, more so, like, what classes they are?
Fuck no, dude. No, I'm kidding. Sure.
Like, some people, like, with particular looks or armor or builds, they would look like one thing.
Yeah. You see one guy with a big shirt that says, I'm a paladin on it. go ahead and roll an insight check over the crowd. Get a general feel of, like, ability prowess.
Hold on.
You're going to be surprised you're fighting a paladin. You came to the wrong place.
I cannot read this. Okay, that's a 9. That's a 19.
All paladin.
Hold on. Insight?
Yes.
23?
Holy shit, that's a lot. All right. You see a lot of chaff. You would see what you would describe as competitive chaff. Just people who, on a whim, were like, you know what? There's no one here. I'll sign up. Maybe me and my buddy can take on a few people.
Mm-hmm.
You immediately are like, if we go one-on-one with these people, we will win this tournament hands down. So immediately, you just sort of like ignore that. You do see a number of people who look like they know what they're doing. first what catches your eye is there's these two goblins in the corner that just seem to be arguing with each other the whole time. Fundamentally not good teamwork exists in these two, but they are just sort of like being rambunctious and sort of like fighting with each other before the game even starts. You see another person, this sort of small gnomish girl who is sitting with a like a little automaton. Similar size to a Kaitza, but a little smaller and shaped like a bull.
Okay.
And you also notice, with a 22, Tyson on the far side of the room. Just sort of like...
I was about to ask if he was there.
Also doing kind of the similar thing of what you're doing, like looking over the competition, sizing people up. Standing about a foot taller than most people in the room. Easy to spot in a crowd.
Does he have a new partner?
You don't know.
I would assume, because it's a thing.
Okay. No, he works the front desk. I can't hear you. Zach, you've muted yourself.
I know. I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Me neither. So,
okay, I'm just going to scan
I have a locket, and it's a picture of my mom and my dad. And I close it. I say, Pachamama. And I stand up. I go, Tay, because I'm Nome. speculation is the thing that kills the past and the future. Only what's happening now is what we got to worry about.
She's going to be putting on her half armor and like buckling it and everything and just look like, well, we do have to worry about the outcome of all of this, but yeah, I guess.
And when that comes around, we'll get to it.
Yes. I guess we'll save tomorrow's problems for tomorrow's us.
That's what I'd like to hear. Anyways, do you think I can convince these two goblins to kill each other in the locker room? Probably not. All right, let's go fight.
He's gonna pet a Kaitza. I don't think I can walk into the arena with a Kaitza. I have to like summon her into it, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just gonna leave her in the locker room and just give her a good pet.
Okay.
Do I see Tommy Tough Knuckles around?
I'm not gonna make you roll for it because we won't see it. Yes, you do see Tommy Tough Knuckles.
I sweat a little bit.
Yeah. He's shadow boxing over in the corner like, yeah, get some of these.
He's a ferocious, ferocious being, forged from the chains of hell, brought to this plane to bring nothing but agony and despair, and I've got two whole fucking handfuls of gold on him.
I think I'm going to do pretty good.
What race is he?
He's human. He looks like a halfling, but that might just be because he's not very well fed. He's a smaller guy.
Okay.
You they see him
permeate. Sorry, I wasn't gonna keep going.
They permeate something.
Nope.
I feel like I'm permeating something. Yeah. And you see his teammate walk over, and his shirt has a picture of his own face on it, and it says Glass Jaw McGraw. He's got like this little cowboy hat on, and he's like, "Hey, we're gonna ruin these people, dude. We're gonna fucking win this thing." He's like, "Yeah, we're gonna get them. Tommy Tough Knuckles and Glass Jaw McGraw, gonna take it to the top."
As I look at them without looking away from them, I say to Tay, "We truly are fighting against gods. Truly, today we shall see the extent of human mortality."
I wish it was a Kaitza I was fighting with. I shouldn't walk in.
And you hear a...
Go ahead. It's a bit. Just go.
I refuse. Oh, the bit's hilarious. Nope. I can hear it now.
Thank you. I had a deal with Yingling, the beer. Continue.
A large, like, bell alerts the contestants to line up for the preliminary match. As the guards in the area sort of... or the staff in the area, not the guards, sort of lead people to the designated gates that they would be placed at before the event. You two are placed in a gate all on your own. facing out towards the grounds of the Colosseum. Is there any last minute things you'd like to do before I kill you?
I don't even have a bonus. I was going to be like, well, I'll go into a rage. I don't have a bonus action, so I don't think so.
You don't have any bonus action?
Oh, I guess I have Hue, which is from the 5.5 Greater Weapon Master, which is if I get someone down to 0 HP, I can attack again with a bonus action. So I'll go into a rage right now.
Okay. Now, I like the idea of you keep using your bonus actions to continue the rage. Even if it, like, you know, you don't attack anybody, you can just use your bonus action to keep it going.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll go into a rage right now as we are... Are we going up an elevator? I just imagine this is like gladiator style. We're going
it's
up
like
an elevator.
It's like gladiator, but without the elevator. You're just looking out on sand.
Tay, you'll see like three phantasmal versions of Aemon like run through the bars and then they'll disappear. And I'll, without looking at you and like looking out, and I'll say, we have a pretty good chance of winning this. And I couldn't ask for a better teammate. And I'll stomp my cigarette out.
She's going to go ahead and... are we doing like a royale kind of thing? Or are we just sectioned off into like smaller fights?
You don't know yet.
Oh, lovely. Okay, she's going to go ahead and like... Go ahead and get an arrow like loaded in. And just kind of chuckle and be like, I'm sure you could have selected a better teammate. Just get ready.
Jesus.
I'll put out the other cigarette I was smoking.
It's starting to get a little coffee in here. It's like... The smoke's like hanging right above your head.
There's three bottles of skooma and 17 cigarettes on my feet. Get ready for this fight.
Oh, you haven't taken the potion yet, right?
I have not. No, I'll probably use that on the third day.
Interesting. If you make it there. Okay. So, you guys are looking out of your little cages across the way. You see Tommy Tough Knuckles like shadow boxing the wall and a few other competitors in their gates.
My heads are against the bars as I look.
Your beak is just through the bars.
Let me at him.
Oh, I will. Before the gate opens, I will just she starts to say Aemon, but then corrects herself. Whatever the fuck your name is. Just keep your eyes forward. I've got your back.
I'm a bird. I physically can't, but I hear you. Nome and Oon against the world and one sickly looking dog.
Oh yeah, what team name did you give us?
As the wind blows across
the three cigarettes you've put out.
The three cigarettes, 17 bottles of skooma, as like your hair billows in the wind. You notice that like Nome is very serious. We're Homeland Smackurity.
Can we get that one more time?
We are Homeland Smackurity.
Oh my god.
Because we're federal officials, but I guess technically our aliases are not. But we get it.
It's for us.
It makes
I'll put out the cigarette.
Oh my god. The ashtray falls off the bars into the Colosseum. And an announcer speaks up over the roaring crowd as it says, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the preliminary rounds of the Twin Souls Tournament. This will be a test to see who makes it into the primaries of this tournament. The rules are as follows. Make it to the center of the maze without dying." Well, that's a bit dramatic. Also, it's a bad joke because we... all right, listen. Sorry, I wrote this a week ago. You all have competitors around the ring. Make it to the center before the others, and you're in the tournament.
Lovely.
Are you ready?
Looks like looks at him and is like, fuck.
So we have to make it to the middle first?
You have to make it to the middle. The... People that make it to the middle get into the tournament. Everyone else is out.
Zooey mama. Let's ride.
On your marks. Get set. And you hear the explosive growth of a hedge maze begin to erupt directly out of the door of your cell as the rest of the Colosseum is completely lost visually to you. And all you see is this tiny little tunnel of bushes as your cell door swings open. It says, "Go!" And that's where we're going to end today's session.
Yay!
Lovely!
It's like the Colosseum fight from House of the Dead 2.
Yeah, just like the Colosseum fight from Harry Potter where Cedric Diggory dies.
I haven't seen it.
Well, the guy from Twilight dies in it. All right, but that's our show for today. Thank you all for watching. We appreciate you for being here, and we're going to get back next week with a little bit of hedge maze craze. All right, bye, everybody. We'll see you here next week.